Minchas Chinuch here at Sunday night, or Levov Shvat. And we're in Mitzvah Yud Ches. Last night, yesterday, if you listened to Laning, you should have been overwhelmed with familiarity of the mitzvahs that we've been learning ever since Mitzvah 4. Mitzvah 4 to 18. 19 is also there. 19 is not to eat chametz on Pesach. 20 is Lehiroa. 21 is CPTS Mitzrayim. Don't finish this part with both. Mitzvah Chafalus. Oh no, I'm sorry. Chavbez is Piggy Petach Amor. Chav Gimel is Arifas Petach Amor, if you're not paid it. So that brings us up to Bishalach. So Chav Gimel, we're in Yud Ches now. Kiddush Bechayrus. So we're on. Oh, it doesn't do any good, the page. So, he's talking about the possibility of bringing a Bechor if you hold this Kedushas Habayis. You could bring a Bechor B'zman Hazeh. You have to build a Mizbeach, but you don't need the Bayis. So that's a Machlekes Rishonim Rambam Ravid. If it's, the question would be if it's Roy Lakrova B'zman Hazeh. If you B'chuy for Shechutei Chutz, if it's called Roy Lakrova. So we'll start. I hope it's a new paragraph by everyone. This pilpul is by all kachim chutz min b'chor. Avul b'chor, even the kaimalon, the b'chor b'chutz l'aretz, ain't makrivim b'beis hamikdash. Even mizvan that is a beis hamikdash, you don't bring a b'chor from chutz l'aretz. Av shliyesh l'kol kedushas b'chor, v'komokom ain't makrivim also. Ein Rambam kan perakalaf alach hele gesus a kesef mishlo b'chein tagas kol rishonim. Rabbi Akiva the makish b'chor l'maiser ma maaser in leviyam mechutz loretz to chutz loretz potom in a maiser. Kmoi ken b'chor, even though it has kedushas b'chor, an animal that's born in chutz loretz, but ein leviyam mechutz loretz to chutz loretz potom in a maiser. I'm sorry. Kmoi ken b'chor in leviyam who makrivim mechutz loretz. Because of that hekesh, I in kesef mishnah shom the sugya the tmura daf chafala from adbeis who is welcome that samach am adbeis. So he's building up to something. He's saying this whole pilpul that we had about a korban being roi to be brought bezman hazeh and memela being mechuya for shchut echutz is all a discussion by other korbanos, but b'chor is not going to be a discussion, and he's going to explain why. He starts off by citing the din that a Bechor in Chutz Laretz is not a mikdash. You don't bring us a carbon. Right? That's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Hekesh to Meiser. There's no Meiser from Chutz Laretz. There's no Meiser from Chutz Laretz because there ain't no Meiser in Chutz Laretz. So Bechor, even though you have Bechor in Chutz Laretz, you don't bring it as a carbon. Okay, that's step one. That's the Rambam Shita. The Binam Bias Kulam. Even though from the simple reading of the Gemara, the only mitzvahs atluyus baretz which require Bias Kulam to be mechuyev again after the Churban Bayis Rishon is Chala, but the Rambam Shita is everything requires Bias Kulam. Maybe Rubam Kikulam, that's why everybody's excited, if we're close to the tipping point where most of the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, so according to the Rambam, things might become the Araisa, Chi of Trumas or Maisers. Shailiz, you talk about Frum people, do the people have to be Frum? I mean, the Lashon is Kulam, but pretty much the consensus is that Ruba Kukulo. But then there's a question of another condition that each Shevet has to be living in its recognizable area. And that's not happening until Mashiach comes. So the question is, to what degree do we have that requirement of each Shevet in its recognizable territory? But that's not again this Minchas Chinuch. This Minchas Chinuch is talking when there were a handful of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Rambam's famous shita was that you need bias kulam even for trumas and maisus, not just for challah. To be them bias kulam, that was man by yesheni. According to that, right, it has amazing ramifications. That was man by yesheni. The noble buried to throw trumas and maisus on a diraisa level, because there was never bias kulam or even rubam. And came even the makish b'chor al maiser. So if you follow along the logic of the Hekesh, so there's no Meiser even in Eretz Yisrael, this man has there. There's no Bias Kulam. So no. Since no Bias Kulam, there's no Jumas of Meiser. And Cain ain't my grief in Bukhar. So by that same logic, says the Minchas Chinuch, so there would be no Bukhar din hakrova this man has there. Even once the Bukhar is born, it would be like a Bukhar born Chutz Laretz. There's no din hakrova, even if it's kedushas b'char, but there's no din hakrova because of this hekesh. In other words, Eretz Yisrael is the same as Chutz Laretz. There got to be trumas and maisers. There's no din trumas and maisers in Eretz Yisrael because you need to be a skulam. So then the hekesh would tell you there's no b'char either.
But how come by trumas and maisers in Eretz Yisrael they're buying Chutz Laretz is nothing? It's my name.
Yeah.
So
not a kasher rabbanan said you should bring in Eretz Yisrael, so that you shouldn't forget
you
about
it. You see that they still see a chiluk between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, no?
But the rabbanan, they said certainly
why not
see
by a bechor?
There was never a rabbanan by a bechor. There's no rabbanan by a bechor. If you can't bring it, then you're not allowed to bring it. Rabbanan can't say to put it on the mizbeach if it can't be brought as a korban. Rabbanan can't say to bring it as a korban. It's possible. You can't bring it as a korban. If Cain ain't my grieving b'chor, gam kim bizman hazeh, afilu hanolad beretz Yisrael, k'moishu noilad b'chutz laretz, as the Menchas Chinuch. So according to the Rambam, a b'chor born in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no meiser nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, with your isa, so that's as good as, or as bad, as being born in chutz laretz. Kiven dein anoyik meiser, v'af bizman by yesheni. It turns out, lo yu ma grieving b'chor is klal. It would turn out, according to this logic, that you don't have a case, you know, if you find in the Gemara somewhere that a Bechor was brought on the Mizbeach during Bayesheni, you have a kasha on this Minchas Chinuch. Because he's saying, according to me, Lechaira, they did not bring Bechoros on the Beis HaMikdash during Bayesheni. Im Kenata, now, certainly the same thing, even if you could bring all Kachim, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, even if the Beis HaMikdash would be built tomorrow, but the Bechorahs that were born already, you can't be makris. Afilu shenoldu b'zman hazeh b'eretz Yisrael, dinam k'mo shenoldu b'chutz laretz. Even the Eino Noig Maestros, so Bechor Gamkin Eino Noig b'zman hazeh b'eretz Yisrael. Okay, now the next shlav. Okay, wait a second. But even though a chazi lakrova klal, if a bechor b'zman hazeh that's born is called ena roi lahakrova, even if kedusha rishayna, even if there is kedusha, and you could be makrov a korban, other korbanos, but you can't be makrov the bechor because the bechor you can't be makrov. It's like it's born in chutz laretz. So then ein isa torah batalas mum. It would follow from that there's no medioraisa isser of making a mum. Lakrina beitomim yiyeh. If there's no din akrova, so then there's no isser medioraisa of atolas mum. And kein harambam kan hilchot b'chayrus that myri b'zman hazeh vein isser klal min haTorah lo shayach lav de toeva. So that's why there's no lav of toeva to eat it if you matel a mum. Alkein osur la'ochlo rak mishum knas. I guess because with the rabbanon you shouldn't do it. And the Rabbanon, you can't be Matal Lamum. That's why in Europe, everybody ran away and they weren't Matal Lamum. Even according to this Cheshire, because with the Rabbanon, you can't be Matal Lamum. Vimkein Divi Arambam Soisrim, Diluchos Psulim of Doshim, it says you're not allowed to eat it. If you're Matal Mum, Bekotchim, Mari Bechola Kotchim. Vimkein Afdizman Azel, Shitoso, over Al Hatolas Mum, Belab. Because it is Roy to bring us a carbon. Because theoretically, you can bring it into carbon bezman hazeh, because you don't need a base on mikdash. Al kein lo kein ochlo mishum lav de toeva. Avo behilchos b'chayrus the mairi b'mechor. Tav bezman by yesheni. David. Tav bezman by yesheni. Ein isu lahatol b'imum elam ad rabbonon. Al kein lo sheikh alav de toeva. So therefore, in my standard, it's a big. Okay. Raknas to Rabbanon.
But no, it would be directed when Kol Yisrael is here.
Almost. Yeah.
Well, maybe on the base of Mikdash at all.
Correct.
It's only totally on the
correct.
Population.
Umasha, and maybe each shevet in its recognizable territory. Umasha dikta kamarit al gazi shom. My lekos of Rambam beferish bezman hazeh. If the Rambam is ain't a dikta kol kach, the bevis b'chor b'chlal kol akotchim. If we're kos of the chosuli amikdashim to over alav, if you matu lamum, b'chlal hakotchim who tamid, tamidu is the Torah lahatul mum, b'chlal kos of dini b'chor hanetzrochim. The dinim that a Bukhar has in common with all the Karbonos, it's Nikhal with all the Karbonos. The Rambam doesn't have to make a special point of saying anything special about Bukhar. It's only the when Bukhar is unusual that he has to say something. Bottom line, La Ramba Bukhar Bisman Hazer, Beretz Yisrael, Gamkin Enu Karev, even if you can go to the Mokam HaMikdash and bring other Karbonos, to the Mizbeach. You do need a Mizbeach, by the way. You don't need a base HaMikdash, but you need a Mizbeach. But a Mizbeach is not that difficult to construct. So even if you could, etc., but a Bukhar not, it doesn't solve what to do with the Bukhar problem. Because the Bukhar is, again, according to the Rambam, according to everybody, Bukhar is hukish l'maiser. And according to the Rambam, there's no maiser, but you're right, so not say either. So maybe there's no Bukhar either.
There's no way we could say the mafeh. Now, you have a Bukhar now, and now the Beis HaMikdash is built and ready to go. Since he was born before.
No. Lo ayom. Lo gam ko. Gam lo. Yibon the Beis HaMikdash may be your menu. Kiva the troops of Mises lo hanoyin lo idma. Okay. Lekamon the mitzvahs mumin. Meaning the law of matul mum b'kotchim. Erachti binyan amele krovim la'emes. I talked about this some more. Hashem emes yareinai b'toras emes. Bnei b'shaz din lon demavur demitam kenas. The iser to eat a b'chor in which you were matul mum is a knas. Not lo tochal kol toeva. That's what the minchas chinuch just spent a long time explaining. There's no lechocha kol toeva. This is not an esem in the horizon to be matul mum. Efshar gam kein mayri b'sman hazeh, and that's why it's only a knas. After mevur begitin daf memdala namar aleph moikon daf yugimel namar aleph imtim tzoloi metzorim moizim b'chor di horizo. That just means hainu sheish lo ikr min ha-Torah. The concept is midi horizo. Mayim b'marit al-gazi perakei Sugi the Shloisha Bnei Knesset Matir and Abuchor. Maybe Shom B'Shem Rav Benu Gershom or Agola. The Mishnayos the Pirkin Mayri B'Zman Hazeh. The Mishnayos are talking after the Chul, right? They're focused on Zman Hazeh. Im Kein HaMishnah Zetzorim Oizim Mechor Apsukim Dura Belezeb HaChamim Mari Gam Kein Mari Bishman Hazeh Du Gemara HaMishnah Salam Mishnah Gam Kein Mari Bishman Hazeh Al Kein Hu Rak Mishim Knosa And not Lo Tochal Kol Toeva Kimo Shebiyarnu Lamala. Okay, very nice. We continue.
And why can't he answer all those points about during the bias Rishon or during when the all Yisrael is here or whatever? Or it will be the right or was the right?
Yeah, what do you mean answer? He has no questions.
Well, no, but he makes no kimta that. It's all, it has to be Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh.
Well, Bizman Hazeh means any time after the Churban bias Rishon, you never have Bias Kulam again. Next, we have either Os Yud Dalet, and if anybody has the old fashioned ones, we're up to Os Yud. Yeah. She knows my summit was with your eyes. Okay, one of the things that the Chinuch says that you have to know about a Bukhar. Is Reza Chacham Roy Lahoros Mamumot. You know, you need a smicha, the more you need a special smicha for being Mora about Mumin.
Oh.
It's a specialized area, a specialized field of knowledge. You have to study by veterinarians, you have to know what the Mishnah is well. What's a mum kavua? What's a mum over? You have to know the anatomy of an animal very well. Okay. I and Rambam Khan, and they needed, so the I don't know if it's called a minig or what. It was a special, it's called Matilas Rishus. We call it smicha. But we call smicha, is of course not the real smicha. But what we call smicha is really, it's not the real smicha, which is chain of transmission going back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. We don't have that anymore. That was cut off. What we call smicha is really in the Gemara called Natilas Rishus. You have Rishus to the Paskin Shilas. You're considered either an expert or competent, and you can Paskin Shilas. So the way we have it is we have like a regular smicha, and we have smicha on Yoredeya, and on Cheshemishmet, on Ebenezer. So they used to have a smicha special for Bechairus, to be able to paskin on Mumei Bechor.
On Kohanim or anybody? This type of Nitzilah Sushis of Bechorus could be, had to be Dafka Kohanim or anybody?
No.
No? Are you more shy of like Kohanim?
No. No.
Oh, not all the Bechoros basically had to go to coin.
Yes, but we're talking about now paskining if the mum it had was a mum kavua or a mum over. So then you go to a rav. You can't go to your local rabbi. You have to find one that has the seals for sure to paskin on mumin.
No, I was just thinking.
What are you making it into a chiddush for?
Oh no, I would think it would be like it would be a field of expertise.
Yeah, it is.
The Kohanim.
No,
because they're the ones who really basically.
Okay,
that's all.
Roy Lahoros. Those are the words of the chinuch. Me Roy Lahoros. I'm Rambam Khan Paragimel Aloch Aleph Ubeis. The Tzorech Mumche. Expert. Shenosan lo hanosi sheberis Yisrael rishus. Vafilu mum gadol. This is the time of the Gemara. We'll see about Bizman Hazeh. Even the mum goli v'gadol has a broken leg. It's walking around with three legs. Tzorech dafka mumche. Still, there's a requirement for mumche. It's like a dorm in a sense. You can have a yochid mumche or three hadyotos. But kemuvon, the three hadyotos can only paskin in a mum goloi. Meaning in Chutz L'Aretz there's nobody with Rishus. So Nito, they shloish b'nei Knesses. So three laymen could paskin a mum goloi v'gadol. But you still need a mum to be able to eat it. It certainly, absolutely has kedushas b'chor. Can't bring it as a carbon. But that's kedushas carbon. Kadosh v'chol b'chor, kedush b'chayrus. That's absolute. No chas v'shalom. No. Yeah, you're under wrong impression. So you need a mumche. So even a chutz l'aretz where there's not many mumchem around, but you have to lechatzila go to a mumche, and if there's no mumche available, you go to three hajotos. V'mkeim even the Rambam maschil. The nitar al yedei shlosha bnei haknesses. Umashma af Eretz Yisrael, came from a cause of lachakach, became bechor sheyotzal lechutz l'aretz, who caused him Eretz Yisrael. In other words, once you say that, even according to the Rambam, in chutz l'aretz you need lechatchila or mumche, then why does the Rambam make a special point about talking about chutz l'aretz? In other words, if you read the Rambam simply, you would really think that in chutz l'aretz you lechatchila could go to Gimel B'nai Knesses. But they interpret the Rambam not like that. It's just that maybe there's not that much prevalence of having a mumcha in Chutz L'Aretz. Certainly even in Chutz L'Aretz you have to go to a mumcha first. So the Menchas Chinuch is asking, so if it's the same in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz L'Aretz, then you have to try to get to a mumcha first. If you can't, then you go to B'nai Knesses. So why does the Rambam make a special point of talking about a Bechor and Chutz L'Aretz? Vayim b'marit al gazi b'sugi de b'chayrit aflam et vodam et beiz erich lefal pel b'divri haramba b'divri ha-toysis b'sugi yisham de b'yamascho la-toras im yesh chilek b'in zman hazel zman ha-mikdush b'in erich yisrael chutz l'aretz because of shenir lo ikar agir sub rambam chen b'chor shenolat chutz l'aretz not sheyotzu b'chutz l'aretz but shenolat. You don't paskin like that though. Which is how we paskin, of course. We pass again if it's born in Chutz L'Aretz, it also has to do with the heart.
Yeah, but it'll never be able to be brought to the
core,
but if it was
right.
Born
right.
In
Israel and
he went over the
border. No, then it's still a carbon. What does it say in the Chinuch? Nothing. We're not in the Chinuch. B'chol ha-b'choros O'dem Roeh B'chol ha-b'choros O'dem Roeh Chutz min B'chor Atzmo. a person is kosher to be made to paskin on bechoros, but not his own. Kenu b'mishnah perik beis in the goy mishnah hay. That's a mishnah in the goyim. U'bishas bechoros aflamen aleph aman aleph. Brings out the Mishnah in the Goyim.
Is that the same thing by Tzaraas?
Yeah. Chayin Kosovo Rambam Khan for a Gimel Halacha Aleph. The Daska B'yochid Mumche, he can't pass it on his own Bechor. I will betlosa, but if he's one of three, Rashoy Leo Sechel Men Abaylan. The owner can be one of the three. Who are B'shasha? Betlosa Loi Chashidi. Not chayshus in a group of three that will be monkey business. Vayin Rashi Shom to be a maschul chutz. Near a midvar of the kohen havalei bailim. The kohen to whom the bechor was given is now the bailim. V'asa lahoros la'atzmo. Chayner a poshet. The Yisrael is not called the bailim afilu boder b'rishuso, because he has to give it away. Anyway, afilu b'yesh b'imum sorach litno l'kohen. Okay, and the kohen is called the bailim, and he can't paskin himself on the bechor. Achlefize besofik bechor melad b'umum. Oshenafol Yisrael bechor tam meyave imo kohen. To lo yitenu lekohen acher, that Yisrael is indeed now the owner of the bechor. He doesn't have to give it away. Asuhu lahoros, then even a Yisrael cannot be more of a atzmo, because it's atzmo. Tal shem atzmo eno nemon. The point is Yisrael Akayan. The point is who's the owner of the Bukhar. Lion. You have to give it to Akayan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Correct. Vayin Rash Nagoyim Sham Mikama Makomos the Mavur, Hikshim Mikama Makomos the Mavur, the Chacham Mutal Horus La'atzmo. If your wife comes to you with a question of the Bilchaka spoon, Flesh of Kapat, a Chacham Kapat in his own Shilas. So why is this different? That's the Rash and the Goyim's question. Chacham can pass in his own shaylos. Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Pasuk Becholov, Hilchos Treif. He can pass in his own shaylos. Vayin Shom B'Bechayrus Pesachim to be a maschul daha.
That made a chad neman b'surim.
We're not talking about neman now. We're talking about paschal. He's neman to pass in his own shaylos.
But by surim, no.
Nothing to do with Eidach Adam and Bisurim.
Okay.
Whenever one person can paskin, so he can paskin his own shilas too. So the Rashi asks, by Nagoyim and by Bechor, it says he can't. So the Rashi is asking, why not? Why is it different than every Isser Behetin that he paskins on his own for himself? The T rates, the Dafka Hechad is. What? Well, it's a gay moment because there might be a hefset, but we're not talking about an argument he has with someone else. So about Isser.
Never passed his own shower as a moment.
No, of course not. He's the Baldover. Right. He cannot pass through the Baldover.
But I mean, unless it's a Kohen, he couldn't get anyway.
Here's a Kohen. The tiris, the davka hechad is chazak isura, also the horos liatzmo. Again, the rosh isks, the rash, I'm sorry. The rash and the gom isks a very general question. Again, there's a mishnah and a gom, a very famous mishnah. Call on a gom or the roya, if he's a kohen, obviously, chutz minige atzmo, not his own. Call on b'chorus or the roya, chutz mi b'chorus atzmo. So the rash isks a fundamental question. Where is this Mishnah coming from? We know by all Isurim, Basa Becholos, your wife comes to you with a chicken, with a shayla, you can pass on your own shaylas. Why can't you pass on these shaylas yourself? So he gives a very fundamental teretz. The teretz, the Tav Kehechad is Chazak Isura, also the horos laatzmo. Abel hechad lo yuschazek yisura muta lahoros. For kan have the yuschazek yisura. So if you have a bechor, so the bechor is also. Now he has a mum, so you want to know if it became mutter that he can't do. And the gom, I guess, was becheskas iser. We're talking about the paskin that it was healed.
So we can't paskin chickens for our wives anymore.
Vayantaz Yeridayas. We're in the middle of learning.
I thought I was also.
Yeridayas and Shin Yud Beis and Cotton Dalid. I don't know if it's a Schazer Gitzur, maybe it's a Schazer Gitzur.
It is. That's exactly the point. It's a Schazer Gitzur.
So then what do you want?
I thought he said you can only paskin when it's a Schazer Gitzur.
No, you can't. If it is a Schazer Gitzur, you can't. What would be the logic of saying?
Yeah, that would be illogical.
Yes.
Okay.
Vayan Taz Yeridayas and Mishin Yud Beis. We don't paskin like this Rosh anyway. People paskin all the time for themselves, even if it's a Schazer Gitzur. We're in the middle of learning the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah. The Minchas Chinuch is going to ask kashas on the Rosh that you see all of the Shas in their paskening, even if it's a Schazik Yisura. Akoponim, let's, in the middle, let's learn. Avalhechad lo Yischazik Yisura, Mutal Horos, we can't have the Yischazik Yisura. That's the Rosh's answer. The Goyim and Bechor is a Schazik Yisura. Vayantaz Yerudeyash and Mashin Yud Beis of Kotten Dalad. Assuming you chess of cotton test well. Okay, Nira. So the Minchas Chinuch, according to this Rash. The Suffolk Bechor beyond Yisrael. So it belongs to the Yisrael. O Suffolk Bechor Koyan, Shinoila, that's low. Even the Loyas Chazak Yisura. I don't know why not. You can't eat it. Yachaliros Amum Lahoros. You're not allowed to eat it. I don't understand.
Suffolk,
of course, that's not a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Yisura to eat.
He's Suffolk. Suffolk,
of course, that's not a Suffolk Yisura of Easter before. Because, okay. We got Nira, the Melan Abuchar, Bemumo. Tam came but the horse last smoke, even though it's Chazak Yisura. I am based with the Chafayim and based with Sugi the Bechor Shnaf on the board. Yes, the foul pill buzze. The reason is Shulchan Aruch Shem Chilak. Ah, means Sofek Bechor. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Now he's going to attack the Rosh. First he said according to the Rosh it would come out. You could task it on when it's known as Chazak Yisura. And now he's going to attack the Rosh's premise. Yeah.